You will hear a woman talking on the phone to a campsite manager. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 5. Now we shall begin. You should answer the questions as you listen because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5.
Hello, Lake Payne Campground. Can I help you?
Oh, hi, yes. I wonder if we could book a site on your campground.
Sure. My computer's down at the moment, so I just need to get a form. Okay. How many nights would you like to stay for?
Well, ideally, we'd like to stay for 5.
5 nights? Okay. So when are you planning to arrive?
Well, we'll be travelling around the area from mid-July, and we think we'll be at the lake by about the 24th.
Let's see. July's a busy time. We could probably fit you in, but to be honest, if you want 5 nights, it would be better to get here a day earlier. We've got a big group coming at the end of the month.
Okay, the 23rd's fine. We weren't sure, so...
Great. Do you just want somewhere to park and pitch a tent, or do you have an RV?
An RV?
Yeah. You know, a recreational vehicle? A camper van.
Oh, right. Yes, we're driving a van, so...
Okay, that's fine. So, what name is it, please?
It's Hepworth. That's Hepworth.
Okay, thanks. I've heard that name before.
Well, it's quite common in England, particularly in Yorkshire. That's where we're from.
I was going to ask if you were in the UK. It's a really good line, isn't it?
Yes.
Would this be your contact number?
Yes. It's 07968 355630.
Great. Thanks.
Do you want my home number as well?
No, that's fine.
Okay.
We supply a number of facilities. I don't know if you're familiar with the way campgrounds work here.
It would be good if you could explain.
Well, you're coming in the RV, so would you like to hook up to our electricity?
Oh, yes, please.
You can also attach your vehicle to the water taps here.
I hope it's all easy to do.
Yeah. You just plug into the electricity and switch on the water. The people who hire out the RVs will explain it all.
Okay. And what about wastewater?
Sure. You can have a site with a sewer. Or I think you guys call it a drain. That's a bit extra. Not all campgrounds have that facility, you see.
Fine, we'll have it. So what's the total and...
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
Okay, I've allocated you a site, so you need to note the code down.
Right, I'll just get a pen.
Most of our sites are coded using letters and numbers, EW or SEW.
Uh-huh.
So yours is one of the SEW ones, and it's number 47.
Got that.
That's the area that has all the requirements you need.
Is it easy to find when you get there?
What time will you be arriving?
I'm not sure, but it could be quite late.
Okay, so the reception could be closed. We close at 6.
Oh, dear.
It's okay. I'll tell you where to go. As you come into the campground entrance, you'll see our office.
Mm-hmm.
Drive past the front door. There's another office next to ours. That's the business office. Yeah, and there's a pool behind that.
Okay, it will be good to have a swim.
It's open till 8, so feel free to use it. Keep going past all those, to the end of the track. At the top, you'll come to a... At the very end, there's a laundry.
Okay.
Turn left at the laundry, and you'll see your own site straight ahead of you. They're all clearly labelled.
That sounds easy enough.
Just before you hang up, We've had a few problems with campers, with, stuff left lying around.
Oh.
Well, it may be an oversight, but we do ask our visitors to take away all their litter.
Of course. Otherwise someone has to clear it up.
That's right. Also in the morning, you know, we do have washrooms, and once the reception's open, you'll be able to get a key for the shower.
Right.
You can keep it while you're on the site, but could you return it when you leave?
I'll make sure we get it back to you.
Yeah, otherwise we don't have enough to go around.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. See you soon.
Yeah. Bye.